This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'll be talking to Gus Nystrom in a few minutes. Frank Gray and Margaret Gray's on the line. How you guys doing, Margaret?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to give it to Frank, Phil, because we're entertaining this evening.
Okay. Frank, how are you?
Phil, I'm vertical. How are you, young man?
I'm doing great.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, Caballero. Hey, Suavecito. I want three fingers of Cuddy in an old-fashioned glass, and I need it 3/4 of the way up with ice, and then give it the money shot. So, Phil,
Wait, can I ask you something?
Sure.
What's a money shot?
You give it just a shot of the seltzer. I always ask her to do that. She always forgets.
Is the bartender a guy?
I said, she always forgets.
Right, so it's a guy.
Hold on for a minute. Would you talk to her?
What's wrong?
I
told you he confuses his genders. You understand that?
Yeah, I just wanted to... The bartender is a man, right?
Yes. Did he call him or her?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
What's the problem?
No problem at all, Frank. So anyway, how you been? I wanted to get a little update on what's been happening in your life. It's big, big year ahead of you, I guess.
Well, let me tell you something before you embarrass yourself with a lot of your nervous talk, because...
That's all.
Yeah, there you go. I was...
What are you and...
He called me earlier.
I called the retard. I asked her to play it.
Okay.
Listen, Bobby De Niro was in town, Phil, and she was telling me about a movie she's shooting. I talked to her. I mentioned her in my blog. Did you read the blog?
Yeah, I saw Margaret and you had the blog.
Yeah, and I couldn't get him to finish, but I finally got him to finish his part of the blog. Anyway, I'm talking to Bobby De Niro. And anyway, we were talking about old times, and she asked me if I remember Jim J. Bullock. And I said, yeah, he was a terrific guy. But I couldn't figure out whether or not he's dead. Now...
Can you hold on for just a minute?
What do you want now?
Would you get Margaret?
Jesus, H. She wants to talk.
What now?
He said he called Robert De Niro she, but called Jim J. Bullock he.
I told you, if they're gay, they go back to their original neuter. Or their original gender.
If they're gay, then...
If they're gay, Jim J. Bullock is notoriously gay, so obviously he's a he. But Robert De Niro is straight, so he's a she.
So if they're gay...
They're their original gender, yeah.
Go ahead. Let me have him.
Here.
She put some clothes on, sexy. Boy, he's beautiful. What an ass he's got. Now, look, Phil. So anyway, Jim J. Bullock, I think he's still alive. Then I was thinking about another gal, all right?
Jim J. Bullock, I think, is alive.
All right, but I was thinking about Ruth Buzzy. Now, is she still around?
Are you saying Ruth Buzzy's a lesbian?
Sure. You don't know she's a lesbian. You know, as opposed to, say, Marlena Dietrich. Everyone thought he was a lesbian, but he wasn't.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? You're acting pretty weird tonight.
No, I'm fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, so... Take, for example, David Guest. Now, she was always somebody who played it close to the vest. All right,
hold on. I got to talk to her again.
To who?
To Margaret.
You calling my wife queer?
No. Let me talk to him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, wait a minute. You said that if they're gay...
If they're gay and it's a man, he'll say it's a he.
Okay. David Guest, I know, has got to be gay, and yet he called David Guest she.
Except in cases where the fag is married to a straight woman, then it cancels itself out.
Will you get me a book that I can read about this stuff? What is it, every other Tuesday?
I don't know.
What's the problem? You yelling at my wife?
No, man, I just,
Phil, give me this. I thought, look, he calls guys she and women he unless they're gay, in which case they revert to their original genders. All right? And if they are gay, but they're married to a straight woman, then the entire thing cancels itself out, and the gay guy returns to being a she. Do you understand? Finally! Here.
Look, you're upsetting him. I want to tell you something. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't want you upsetting him.
I didn't mean to upset Margaret. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so David Guest... Now, she always played it close to the vest, as opposed to Liza Minnelli. Now, she was some kind
of... Okay, wait a minute. Liza Minnelli's a dyke?
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't cancel itself out?
Cancel itself out?
That's all, folks.
I gotta go.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
Oh, I gotta go. Cannonball contest. Woo!
Well, what did I?
What an idiot, man! Can't you understand what he's saying? You tard.
I don't understand what that guy's saying. David Guest is a she, even though he's gay. He should be a he, but because he's gay and he's married to a straight woman, well, that cancels it out. What are we talking about here? Bus B to bus C? I feel like I'm flying a shuttle. Marlena Dietrich. Of course, everyone thought he was a dyke. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Happy Rosh Hashanah, you guys. I got an email from a guy here to...
Who are you saying that to?
To any Jewish folks and anybody else that cares, okay? Don't even worry about it, bud, you freaking bigot. Here's a guy that emailed me. Remember yesterday I was talking about the money from the apartment? By the way, I hired a lawyer. I hired a guy because this apartment complex that we were dealing with, and I just called the apartment complex today. I finally got their number. The management company. And just to refresh your memory... We rented this apartment through March. We vacated with notice. They had our last month's rent, the whole thing. We wanted to hear from them as to the, you know, security deposit, all that stuff. Didn't tell us anything, didn't return our phone calls, nothing, until we get a call from a collection company. And collection companies, if you haven't had to deal with them, and I know a lot of you guys pay your bills on time and you never have to deal with them. Collection companies are companies that have one job and one job only. It's to collect money that is owed to the contractor. So they hire these collection companies and they do it any way that they can. And they do it in a very insulting way. They do it in a very rude manner. They are and they feel that they have the right to do that because as far as they're concerned, according to the company that hired them, you are a deadbeat. Now, they may be wrong, and the company that hired them may be wrong, but as far as they're concerned, so you're supposed to take their abuse, right? My recommendation is this. If you think they're wrong, hang up on them, because you can't argue with them. And then go about petitioning it some other way, right? Don't talk to these scumbags. These people at collection agencies, they got all the freaking brains of a decapitated fly. Believe me. And if you don't have money... And you're at the, you know, you're at the mercy of a landlord, man. They'll kill you. So anyway, make a long story short, I said, screw these guys. I'm not going to fool around with these guys. So I hired a lawyer, and the guy said, have you got an accounting? I said, I didn't get anything, man. He said, so they're supposed to give you within 20 days an itemization of why it is you owe them. I said, I didn't get diddly squat, Jim. He said, well, my name isn't Jim. I said, and I referred to her as a her, having been talking to Frank. And anyway, he said, thank you. And he said, I'll don't worry about it, Mr. Hendry, blah, blah, blah. In between then and today, I got the number of the management company finally. Well, and I called him up. And I said, now this guy that I got, this lawyer, he says, I know the company. You know, there's probably no malicious intent. They just, this stuff falls through the cracks. I said, well, I understand that stuff falls through the cracks. But in the meantime, people get treated pretty bad. And they get scared and they get told that their, you know, credit's going to go down a tube for 7 years. They call me up. The guy says, I called them. And I said, hi, my name is Phil Hendry. And I had an apartment. Mm-hmm. And anyway, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing I know, you guys have got this credit company calling my wife and saying that we're going to get sued. Oh, well, and what was the address? I gave him the address. What was the phone number? Gave him the phone number. And what was the thing? And I gave him the whole thing. And I said, and I got to tell you something. I hired a lawyer on this. So if we can expedite this, that'd be a beautiful thing, man. Because they're talking about my credit going down the rat hole, and that ain't going to happen. Okay, Mr. Hendry, well, I'm going to look into that, and someone will call you back. I said, great. So in the meantime, I'm supposed to take this crap that I got over to this attorney, and we'll see what goes down, see? But my whole point in bringing this up, I think they do this all the time. I think they do it to people who can't afford to fight them. If you say to a guy that can't go out and fight, first of all, there are no attorneys that represent tenants. There's only attorneys that represent landlords. Why? Because there's no bread to be made from a tenant client. So if you're a landlord and you call up some poor guy and you say, guess what, pal, you owe me $2,000. Well, I don't know you. Well, I right here, and you crapped on the rug, and your dog, it ate my kid, and here's something here where your wife didn't look quite presentable one day. I'm charging you money for that, and you had bad breath another day, and I'm charging you money for that. Well, it's not in my late. Well, yeah, it is. It's under subject. Oh, to hell with you. Well, they figure that 9 times out of 10, the guy's going to pay rather than have to fight it. And they're right. So I would say that there's a good portion of the money these people make that's utterly extortion. So just keep that in mind next time you sign some, rental agreement or rental lease or something with a company that is based in Austin, Texas, you know, where, in other words, and you're not. If you're getting an apartment, say you're in Wichita and a company that's managing it, that manages it is in like Kabul, Afghanistan, I'd start to sweat large buckets.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
This is Mr. Falunian. I'm with Kabul Investments. We had a change of location.
You're in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's it's a business. Anyway.
All right, Gus Nystrom is coming up next. Won't that be exciting? He's a blind guy, and they all live together in a place called, I think it's called Next Step. They don't want any help from people who've got, you know, eyes that work. I think that's how it's called, right, bud?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll be talking to him in a moment on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to talk to Gus Nystrom. Gus is with Step Up, an organization of visually impaired people who are living together at the new Step Up halfway house, and this is in St. Paul, Minnesota. Gus, how are you tonight?
Very good, Phil. Thanks for having us on your program. We're very proud, all of us here at Step Up, to be a part of this national effort at helping the visually impaired live on their own without the aid of individuals that can't see.
And you are all together there in the how many people?
Here at Step Up at our Summit Avenue home in St. Paul, Minnesota, there are 23 adults, roughly half and half men and women. But at any given day, we have new residents.
What makes this arrangement of visually impaired people, all of you legally blind, I take it?
Everyone here has some variety of a impairment that makes it illegal for us to operate motor vehicles. And we are, I guess, for want of a better term, legally blind, although we do not recognize the term legally when it has to do, or the word blind for that matter. We believe we're visually impaired, but we think that we can handle anything that comes our way, and we don't need the assistance of people who can see. In fact, we consider it to be an imposition, and we think that it only enables it only enables further crippling of the visually impaired person. If we can help ourselves, we can help each other, and we can exist in a world that where we're viewed as equals.
Now, the home you live in there at Step Up, and I remember Subban Avenue in St. Paul's, very nice neighborhood. Everything there is set up in such a way as to assist people who have these kinds of seeing problems, whether it has to do with finding your way around the house, to using the kitchen, to using the front door. Do you have some kind of motion sensors?
Well, we installed a few. Most of it is what we call a tactile landmarks, and those are places around the house so we can put our hands and we can recognize a spot. I'm moving through the house right now, and I feel completely confident. I know where every doorway is. I know where every stairway is.
Is it dangerous to be living in a house with stairs?
No. When you know and are familiar with a house like this, and when you are familiar with the tactile landmarks, as I said, we're able, Phil, I'm walking right now. Oh, I forgot we put in a new stairway. Jesus. I'll be right with you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Jesus H. What happened was I forgot the contractor was in yesterday, and what we did is we blew out one of the walls because we wanted to make our TV room accessible to our entryway, and there's a stairway, and I completely forgot about that. I will tell.
Are you okay? That sounded like a fall.
Well, it was about 7 or 8 metal stairs
But I will tell you, Phil, there isn't a visually impaired person in America who hasn't fallen down at least 6 or 7 flights of stairs total in their life. So it's, believe me, it comes from the territory. We also, Phil, here at Step Up, have places where we can put things. One of the things you need is a reliable place for any personal effects. We have hooks that you can hang a coat on. You can have a brand-new corduroy slacks.
What happened?
I caught the ass end of my, excuse me for using the word ass, but I caught the rear end of my pants on the... So now I'm walking around here, Phil, and I've got the ass hanging out of my pants.
It's a drag.
Well, you know, you can laugh if you want, but...
Well, I mean, in this radio interview, you've already fallen down some stairs.
All right, go ahead and laugh.
I'm sorry, sir. I applaud your efforts.
Yeah, sure. All right. I'm going to go in the kitchen now. This is our kitchen that I'm standing in right now, Phil. And over here is Tim Finley. And Tim has been with us now for 10 years. Tim, how are you?
I'm very good.
And what are you making, Tim?
Well, I'm just about to light the range for some nice pork chops. Wait a minute. That's gas I smell!
Where'd they go, bud?
The light's dead.
All right. What you need to do is probably get on the phone to our contact, okay?
Well, that was our contact.
That guy was our contact?
Yeah.
Well, I got to know whether... I don't know whether the guy's alive or dead now. All I heard was somebody saying they wanted to cook some nice pork chops. Someone smelled gas. Is he back?
Yeah.
Mr. Nystrom, sir, are you all right?
I'm all right. I think my pry's a little bit ruffled. What happened? Tim Finley has been with us for a while. We had a brand-new Kenmore range installed, and as usual, the guy that came to install it didn't run it through its checklist 100%, so we had an open gas line, and it pretty much took the range and a part of the wall out. But we're all right here, Phil.
Well, how can you survive that? That was a gas blast.
I am visually impaired, Phil, and something you get to know if you know anybody that is visually impaired. We have been through hell and back. There isn't an accident. There isn't a trauma. There isn't, I don't think, a physical disaster that we haven't lived through and survived. We're tough. When you are visually impaired and you can't see, excuse me. Jesus, Szechuan chicken. When you're visually impaired...
You eat at the same place Margaret Gray does?
I wouldn't. I don't know who she is.
All right, but she's always... Never mind. So go ahead.
When you're visually impaired, Phil, you've been through an awful lot in your life. Oh, wait, look at this. Somebody left the glass slider closed. Oh, Jesus!
You walk right through the glass door?
Yep. You got it.
Look, I don't want to judge, okay?
No, you don't want to judge. You just happen to call the one time.
No, I don't want to judge, but it sounds to me like you guys might need some people around there.
We don't need any people. We don't need any people. Okay? Look at this. Shards of glass sticking. We don't need any people to help us out, Mr. Henry. We are trying to be self-sufficient.
You've walked through a sliding glass door, you've fallen downstairs, you ripped your pants on some hook, and you blew the kitchen up, okay?
Look, if you know the things we've been through, we don't want to go back to living with those who have eyes. We have no eyes. We're men without eyes. Tim, how's that? How the pork chops coming?
It's okay. How about a cigar?
Don't mind if I do. That's just a gag, Phil. That's the exploding cigar bits always.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thanks a lot. I hope you cats, you know...
You hope us cats what?
I hope you guys...
You know what, pal? Kiss my ass. I'm going to go take a nap. Oh, it's the wrong door.
Did you find your bedroom?
It's not down here, I'll tell you that.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Sure you are.
Well, look, yeah, that's why I called you up, man, to make you look like a jackass. Hi, Phil. Welcome to our halfway house. We don't need walking through a plate glass. You ever seen anybody do that, by the way? Have you ever watched someone go through a... I did one night at a party. I'll never forget it. This... Oh, my God. This girl was running, and she went right through this... And she kept right on going, too, man. She didn't stop. Phil Hendry Show. Come on, man. Find the door.
Sorry. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Radio news. Danny Bonaducci, according to LARadio.com. Is that where this is from, Harry? According to LARadio.com, Danny Bonaducci is filing a lawsuit or has filed a lawsuit against his former co-host Jamie White at a local radio station here in Los Angeles, Star 98.7. Many of you remember Danny from the television show The Partridge Family. Since then, of course, he's had a radio career of note. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not, because it's off of LARadio.com, which is a website that's been threatened with libel suits and slander suits, and, you know, they print anything over there. So you read anything off of LARadio.com, and you might as well be reading the World Weekly News, man. I don't know whether any of the stuff there is true, but according to this, he is suing her for making numerous false and defamatory statements while he was in rehab. Well, I will tell you one thing. This is just my opinion. That radio station, Star 98.7, you know, this is just, if you want gossip, here's what I hear. I hear that there isn't one likable human being working within six blocks of that place, let alone inside the building. I hear that the people on air and off are the biggest scumbags. No kidding.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Yes, really.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, I'm not kidding. You know why? Well, never mind. So it says here, neither White nor the station comment on the suit. Bonaducci asserts he never was under the influence of alcohol or drugs during his 6 years working for the radio station. His substance abuse problems at home, and firing from the radio station are currently being played out on his reality TV show, VH1 Breaking Bonaducci. Is that show about him trying to get clean again? Is that what that show's about?
Sort of. It's really, they just kind of follow him around, and it just happened to be at that time.
You know, I don't think that, I could be wrong, and if they're fine with it, then they're fine with it. It's like Kirstie Alley. I just saw her on a commercial for Weight Watchers, maybe, or maybe it's Jenny Craig meal a deal or something. Yeah, and she comes swinging out in this dress, and yes, she does look better. But she still is overweight, and I would think maybe what she should do is wait till she gets down to that nice, svelte 260. I'm kidding. I mean, if she gets down to that really beautiful weight that she used to be at when she was really, you know, like hot, and instead of coming out and she sort of is still fat, but she's not so fat that she can't get into a large gingham dress or something, large petticoat. Just don't even go on the cover of People magazine. People magazine's frightening. Every time I see a guy on the cover of that, I go, oh no, that's the end of his life. And they always got him. You ever notice the pictures in People magazine? It's always a picture of them doing something like really dumb. Like, for instance, I used to like this band when I was a kid called The Rascals. I don't know if you remember The Rascals. They were a good band. They had a couple. Well, they did one of these nostalgia pieces on the RAN. There were two guys left. I don't know where the other two went. Probably dead. They found the two guys. So where did they photograph them? Sitting in a bathtub. Why? Hey, I got a great idea. And the guys are willing to do it because they want to get some publicity for, you know, we haven't been in the news. So they're sitting in a bathtub. Or the other standard People magazine shot, they're standing around chopping vegetables in the kitchen or something. You know, Mary says her husband, Bob, has understood very well since he discovered her affair with those 16 rugby players. You know, what are you playing this for?
It's the Rascals.
That ain't the Rascals I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about a rock band.
Really?
You, come here for a minute.
Oh, come on. Ow!
That ain't the Rascals I'm talking about, you jackass.
Why am I supposed to know what it is?
Look it, man, then you can ask me. Hey, is it this Rascals or is that Rascals?
How many Rascals are there?
It's a good question. I didn't even think about it. What is that music anyway? It's like there's something very melancholy about that. I mean, is this about happy-go-lucky children just prancing their lives away? And this is what you hear. It's just sort of a... And then the children went into the cattle car and were driven off. You know, you hear this music, all I can see is a dog with a black eye and that one fat kid with the Jughead hat and that other, you know, squirrely-looking bunch of kids.
Aww! That old guy down the road is just a butt. You know, they're talking.
What is that way the kids talk then? I saw a kid interviewed once. Like, they had this really cool film of kids. This is a kid from, like, 1930. And what is it with the sound of the microphones then that just dropped all the low end out of everything? So the guy sounds like this.
And what do you want to say to the people out there?
Right.
And he's like, I just want to say I think Babe Ruth is one of the great characters. And
what the hell, man? You just sound like a kid to me. You know? But everybody, because of those old freaking ribbon mics, all the low end is gone. So everything you hear from those days, and now the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything's just really great.
Oh, yeah, man, you're really inspiring me with it. And now the dulcet sounds of... Anyway, so... It's a nasty business, the radio game, but I love it, and it's been mine for the last 31 years, and just as long as I can make it to the end of a week, I don't care. And guess what? In about 3 weeks, we're shooting a TV show, so maybe Hendry has swung from one vine to the next, huh? Maybe I'm just getting out while the getting's good. I ain't getting out of nothing, man. I love radio, but, you know, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Look at this nutcase business. Guys are suing people. They're blowing this freaking station up. They're blowing up another station. They don't know whether they want to go iPod. They don't know whether it's going to be satellite. They don't know what the future terrestrial radio is. They don't know what to do with the AM band and the FM band. And should they go music? And what's the overhead on talk? These cats are so running scared. That's why I always try to stay one step ahead of the game, man. I always try to have at least two extra irons in the fire. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but one thing's for sure, ladies and gentlemen, that when I...
Well, I guess that'd be nice theme music.
One thing's for sure, ladies and gentlemen, as Spanky and the gang go down the road, sorry to see that Alfalfa is laying there face down in a field. The pitchfork just unhappily fell from the hayloft. And what's the matter, David?
Is everything going to end with death? Why does everything have to end with a horrible death? Alfalfa with a pitchfork in his back?
Well, do you know how the real Alfalfa died?
No.
In a knife fight.
Jesus, it would take a guy like you to know something like that. In a knife fight?
Yes. The real Alfalfa died in a knife fight over a hunting dog.
What a sick bastard you are to even know that. Everything with you ends with death.
You know what Ernest Hemingway said?
What?
All true stories end with death.
Yeah, I know. I saw Brian's song, too. Jesus.
Well, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's an email. Hi, Phil. I think your show is great. My name is Michael, and I would like to give you a segment idea for your show. In my hometown, there is a lawyer who had a baby, and she was taking care of her licensed daycare one morning and breastfeed another woman's baby. Her reason? She could not get the baby to shut up. The parents of the child to the lawyer daycare owner to court for endangering their child, I'm sure you can get a few laughs with this one. What the hell? So she breastfed the kid to shut him up? Anyway, that's from Michael Barton. Thank you very much, Michael. And that is from the Goodwill Industries. I am now working on making a chess set. P.S. Good. Here is another one, and this is from Kevin, and it says... Here's a good bit. What if Six Flags were to open a Hurricane Harbor theme park in New Orleans? That's good, man. No, that's cool. See, this is why we don't use your ideas. No, that's a great one. Hi, Phil. I know how much you hate Wikipedia. We all should. or at least until they get a better system of fact-checking, that is. Anyway, that being said, I found this article from The Onion, and I thought, oh, I saw this thing in The Onion. It was pretty funny. The Wikipedia version of the Constitution, where you could just check in and just change it anytime you want to. You know, Wikipedia, I'm sure the guys that started that website had a very good sound. I think it's a very good sound charter of scholarship, shall I say. I think they really want scholarly people. But, dude, you're dealing with the Internet, man. In other words, what the Internet is a big wall. It's a big, bare wall. And everybody's got a spray can. Now, how many cats are going to go up there and write something really cool from Aristotle as opposed to drawing a really large penis? You know, I mean, so when you have a website like a Wikipedia, you're just begging people to go in there with an axe to grind or some kind of a political point of view or some kind of a disagreement. You're just begging them to go in there and just start screwing with it. And if you look at the history, if you take a look at the page there, they have all the people that have been banned. All these people have been banned from Wikipedia for ever putting anything on there again, right? And it's just, what, you know, there's a million guys signing in with a million different usernames and a million different variations on usernames. Anyway, keep up the great work and congratulations on Fillmore Middle. It's about time they put you back on TV. The hippie character you played on Futurama made that one of my favorite episodes ever, Sam in Orange County. Thanks, Sam. Congress scrapped the open-source, open-edit online version of the Constitution Monday, only 2 months after it went live on Wikipedia. The idea seemed to dovetail perfectly with our tradition of democratic participation, but when the so-called contributors began loading it down with profanity, pornography, and mandatory assault rifle ownership amendments, we thought we ought to cancel it. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. And I also want to mention that we have donated some things to an auction for my old high school, LaSalle High School in Pasadena. So if any of you guys are going to be going to the LaSalle fundraiser, I used to go to high school up there in Pasadena, the Christian Brothers. They were good guys. And they didn't molest any kids or anything, which is, you know, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for that. And I'd like to thank you for not molesting me. And also, I want to say, that was a good education. So anyway, our school, 1956, man, it's almost 40 years old. So they're having an auction, so we donated some Phil Hendry stuff. And we also donated a couple of CDs. Our 2005 is going to be coming out pretty soon. And they called up today, they're getting the artwork finished on it. So when we do have that done, we're going to do some signings. And that will be really cool because we haven't been out to promote that. Our number here, 1-800-44, we haven't been out to promote it in a long time anyway. And all that bread goes to my friend's place, by the way, and they're really great people over there. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know if I just saw some of the news. Chuck Lavelle and his wife are named outstanding stewards because they grow yellow pine. And I knew a Chuck Lavelle. I didn't know him, but wasn't there a keyboard player with the Allman Brothers named Chuck Lavelle? All of a sudden, this guy's growing yellow pine up on his farm. What is it with rock and rollers that they suddenly, like Ted Nugent, doesn't he have prized dairy cows now or something? You know? Cat scratch fever, let it. Now the guy is, hi, I'm Ted Nugent, and every year we have some of the prized dairy cows here in the northern Michigan Peninsula. What in hell? It's like, I never could figure this one out. When I was a kid, that cat Jimmy Dean was a rock, you know, not a rock, he was a country guy. Now he makes sausage, and he's all proud of that. Hi, I'm Jimmy Dean. You know, I used to be a singer, and I had a lot of chicks and everything. Now I make sausage, and I'm so digging it. Cat's bacon sausage, Jimmy Dean sausage, Ringo Starr sausage, Eddie Vedder brats. All right. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here on the Phil Hendry Show, you can email us anytime at phs@philhendryshow.com with a request for a bit from a show that we've done. All of the stuff is archived. Most of it's archived. And the other thing that we have people, very nice people, really wonderful, cool listeners of ours who have recorded shows of ours down to the years. And we have gotten an enormous amount of material from people who recorded our shows and saved it and have sent us this stuff. And we're very grateful because we don't have a lot of it. prior to 1999, in fact, we don't have anything other than just the stuff that's on our CDs and what's ever in the boxes in my garage at home. And that's it, man. That's the only thing that survived. I've got like two bits from KVEN. I should bring those tapes in. I got one bit that I did at KVEN where Scrooge calls the day after Christmas. Scrooge calls the UCLA Medical Center to get his money back on the Tiny Tim operation because he didn't know what got into him. So I got that bit. And just a couple of other things that may, but most of the stuff folks send us, and we've been able to add, I don't know, like 150, 200 hours of stuff just from the things that people have sent us. But anyway, our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com, and we'll try and get on whatever it is that you'd like us to. We're going to be planning another webcast by the end of this month, a 3-hour webcast of the show. You need to get a backstage pass for that. You can see how the show is done. And additionally, of course, we're going to start shooting a TV show, I think. I don't know. Nobody's told me anything on the 25th. I'm supposed to know what the schedule is so I can figure out what days I get off for the... I get, you know, it's like Friday they tape the show. But it'll be really a lot of fun. And maybe if, you know, it becomes a hit, then, hey, you know, I'm done, man. I'm gone. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that.
You're a lying sack of turd.
Well?
You really are. You'll leave, and you won't even say goodbye.
I won't leave.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're a liar.
I won't.
You are a filthy... Look me in the face and say that if that show comes to hit, you'll stay and do the radio show?
Yes, I will.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
God, you're all pissed and jealous, aren't you?
No, I just don't like a liar, and you're a liar. A liar, liar, liar. Such a liar.
I'm telling you, I'm going to stay and do this radio show regardless of how well the TV show does.
You filthy, dirty liar.
I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not.
I'm telling the truth.
You're a liar.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.